I'd say the message here is we're not seeing either candidate establishing and then maintaining a significant lead. If we go all the way back to May, we've seen Walker by 3, Burke by 1, Burke by 2, Walker by 3, Walker by 5, which started to look like a trend, but now back to a dead even tie. Neither candidate has put together a sustained trend and certainly not a breakaway trend.
How much of a role, if any, did Friday night's debate play in people perhaps making a choice?
In our data, very little in two senses. First, most of our interviews were completed Thursday and Friday, so we interviewed about just under 300 people after the debate. So in that sense, there weren't very many people that could have been affected. But looking at the data of those 276 people who were interviewed after the debate, we saw a slight advantage to Walker in terms of who did better. But in a statistical analysis, I could find no evidence of a shift in the vote compared to what we would have expected before the debate.
When people say they support one candidate or the other, how likely are they to change their minds?
If we're talking about partisans, they're not likely to change at all. When scholars have interviewed the same people over time, the most committed partisans are very unlikely to shift over the course of the campaign, maybe a little more likely to drop out or drop into the electorate, but not really to change their preferences. In contrast, independents and moderates generally are less interested and pay less attention to the campaign, but what they do hear about the campaign or what they pay attention to late in the campaign has more of an impact on them, and there we do see some movement. Here in the Wisconsin data, Democrats, on average, have well over a 90% chance of voting for Burke, and Republicans the same for voting for Walker. But independents are actually scattered across the range from a 20% chance of voting for Burke to an 80% chance of voting for her, and vice versa for Walker. That's the group that really is contributing to much of the shifting that we're seeing and are most susceptible to shifts in turnout as well.
I read a report in the New York Times about voter fatigue and frustration across the country's midsection. What have you found to be the case among voters in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we actually see an upturn in interest and enthusiasm in this survey compared to the one 2 weeks ago. If the current turnout reports held true, we'd see turnout at or even slightly above the level of the recall election. That's probably a bit of an exaggeration, but there's certainly no evidence of voter fatigue in the Wisconsin data that we're seeing.